This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fairness, justice, and decency in this. The charges in this new tax indictment talk about a period where Hunter was at the lowest ebb of his addiction. And like people in that regard, and I know everybody in America either has somebody in their family or friends who suffer from addiction, he certainly did things that he's not proud of. But wait, what happened since? He got himself sober in 2019. And he paid all of the taxes that are owed in this indictment more than 2 years ago with interest and penalties. Nobody in that position would be charged the way he was yesterday. Nobody.
Cry me a river, Abbey Lowell. Sweet low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Oh, my goodness. Hunter Biden's attorneys singing old Negro spirits. Hunter was a crackhead. He was at the lowest point in his addiction. But since then, Hunter has redeemed himself. Sounds like Marion Barry, right? The former mayor of D.C. I forgot what he said. The blank set me up. The blank set me up. He was talking about a prostitute when the FBI busted in on him when Marion had his head deep in some cocaine. The blank set me up, man. She set me up. Oh, my goodness. Come on, lefties. Take responsibility for yourselves. Everybody's got a past, but you live up to it. You say, you know what, I did wrong. There are cold cases. I watch cold case files and cop, you know, people turn their lives around. 30 years ago, they killed somebody. And the cops go, hey, we got you. I know, but since then, I have been over the Little League and the Women's Auxiliary or whatever. You're going to jail. I understand you might be a good citizen now, but you weren't before. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Lots to talk about, but I'm going to tell you this. Feeling sorry for Hunter Biden ain't on the agenda. Not for this brother. See, there are people out there struggling, playing it by the book, playing by the rules. I'll give you a perfect example. We did nothing. The IRS showed up at my house, said our nonprofit hadn't filed some paperwork. We filed everything. I said, why are you at my home? We couldn't find your CPA. Well, that's interesting because I went to my CPA. We did all these documents. I signed them in her office. She sent them to you, which would have all her address information on it. I mean, unless my CPA is one of these stealth CPAs that works for the mafia and she doesn't want you to know where she is. I don't think she is. I know exactly where her office is. Why are you at my home? Two of you, two people. Well, you weren't responding. I wasn't responding to what? I haven't received any information. So tell me. I mean, it was completely a railroad. It was completely to intimidate. And when they figured out I wasn't intimidated at all, I said, you have two people you can talk to, my accountant or my attorney. Take your pick. But you're not going to rattle me. Now, $41,000 later that we are not even responsible for. By the way, they did us a favor. Melissa goes, oh, hey, babe, we got a letter from the IRS on our nonprofit. I said, what? She says they reduced it to $28,000. Well, you know, that's what the government does. Okay, we're going to screw you. Big time, Kevin, $41,000. You're like, 40 for what? I don't owe you anything. Okay, hey, here's what we'll do. We'll reduce it to $28,000. Are you happy now? No, I'm not. We run on razor-thin margins on our nonprofit. And by the way, the seeking educational excellence is what I'm talking about. We have run it as thin as could be. No salary for me, no salary for Charles. We have a couple of you know people that pay salaries, volunteer that get salary, volunteers, etc. And we occasionally will give out a few bonuses for work well done. We do nothing except help. We help kids, at risk kids whether it's, I mean, I was at the worst school in Arizona, where a girl was being trafficked by the cartel. There were two cartel kids, members, in the audience. They'd had a fight the week before. They expelled 135 students. We go to the belly of the beast, and we're working with a lady, and we got four kids in this last batch, sent them to Hillsdale, and one of them wants to go. I just wrote his letter of recommendation. That's what we do. And the IRS goes, well, you better talk. You better just stop your activities there, Mr. Jackson, because you could be out selling dope or running some prostitutes. What in the world are you doing trying to save little kids and get them off the street? So if you think Hunter Biden's going to get any sympathy out of me when he's got a Department of Justice and, you know, which the IRS works for him, and all they do is intimidate the ones that are out there doing God's work, I'm sorry. I don't feel sorry for you one bit, Hunter Biden, or Abby Lowell, or Joe Biden, or Democratic Party, or any of these scoundrels that allow this to happen. Fairness, justice, decency? I think the fairness, justice, and decency that should be shown is if the Biden family, who brought decency, who I told everybody must be a stripper, to the White House, they need to do fairness, justice, and decency and get their butts out of there. It was at the lowest point of his addiction. Since then, he's sobered up. He's paid all his taxes. No, he didn't. Some benefactor paid all his taxes. I mean, hey, I'll tip my hat to the left. Somebody stepped up and said, I'll pay those taxes. And they paid it for a guy who's a scoundrel. I don't know. I suspect we have some pretty good donors to see. I suspect we can get somebody to cover that. But it's pathetic that we are left with a $28,000 tax bill and we did nothing wrong. And when I tell you this, I'm being completely honest. It was total intimidation. It was the power structure saying, we see you. The same people that limit us in terms of what we're able to get out. Just I found this out from the guy that runs our website. He says, Kevin, here's what we get. Why you don't get more money on your product and probably on the radio show too. He says, we get a report and it lists your stuff as fake news. If you say climate change is not real, fake news. If you say Russian disinformation, in other words, all the things that have been debunked. J6, cheating in the elections, COVID, woofy BS. If you don't say what they tell you, they flag it, and advertisers don't advertise on your stuff. And I went, well, what about when they find out that that they're the ones lying? He goes, it doesn't work that way. Can you believe that? That's what we're up against. We got more to talk about with Hunter Biden when we get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Making sure corporate America and the wealthiest 1% just pay their fair share. And the IRS is going to crack down on millionaires and billionaires who cheat on their taxes. Big corporations and super wealthy have to start paying their fair share of taxes.
Hunter Biden has been indicted on new tax charges in California.
He is now being indicted for tax fraud and evasion.
A federal grand jury in California has returned a 9-count indictment charging Hunter Biden with 3 felony tax offenses and 6 misdemeanor tax charges.
Prosecutors write that Hunter, quote, spent his money on drugs, escorts, luxury hotels, exotic cars, clothing.
He's accused of spending more than $1 million funding a lavish lifestyle instead of paying his taxes.
They say, quote, everything but his taxes.
He is also accused of taking false business deductions to reduce his tax liability.
Joe Biden might find himself in the same situation that Hunter finds himself in. And to say that rich Americans don't pay their taxes, it's actually the Bidens who don't pay their taxes.
The cat is out of the bag. By the way, my second book, which is titled Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies, not an autobiography, though it could be, is all about this type of stuff. the left's do as I say, not as I do mentality. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The Biden family, the left in general, Bernie Sanders, the millionaires and the billionaires, and then Bernie becomes a millionaire. The billionaires! The billionaires need to pay their taxes! The billionaires! We have a clip of Bernie talking about the millionaires and the billionaires! The millionaires and the billionaires! And then when Bernie hits the lotto, when they paid him to back out of the race because his wife was getting money, his wife, his daughter, his son-in-law, he had everybody on the grift. And when Bernie started buying fancy cars and big houses, suddenly that socialist became a capitalist like you wouldn't believe. Oh, my goodness. Then it was suddenly the billionaires. They're making too much money. Bernie cut himself out of there. Because let me tell you something. Being a millionaire ain't that big of a deal anymore. No siree, especially Joe Biden's got a new number. I don't even know. Should we talk about it? Let's talk about it tomorrow. Joe Biden's new number. One of my friends actually did that number out to what it would actually be. Let's play the clip just so people know what we're talking about.
Over $1.3 trillion.
That's a lot. One of my friends said, it's like you ask your four-year-old, what's the biggest number you can name? A gazillion billion, but it's a gazillion million. Oh, my goodness. That's just one we should cover by itself. We'll do that tomorrow because we're not going to have time. Probably won't have time today. But here's what I want to say. If I lived Hunter Biden's life, I wouldn't pay my taxes either. There was a time, when I was young, I worked with a guy. He got all in gold. He know, he listened to the program, too. I don't know if he still does. His name is Clay. But Clay was all gold, didn't pay his taxes. He was one of those guys. And he says there's no mandate to do it. And I was like, man, that doesn't sound right. But he didn't do it. And I remember thinking, man, that would, what a heck of a deal. If you could not have to pay, think about it. You've got, I don't know, 30% tax rate base, whatever he's in. And then we've got this 15.2% that they take out for Social Security. Think that by itself should just have people in an uproar. And, you know, they think, oh, I have this Social Security money. That is, Social Security is the biggest ripoff. It's a bigger ripoff than casinos. At least with casinos, you get to have a little fun. These people rip you off. Well, we're going to take 15% of your income the entire time you're alive until you quit working. And then we're going to dole it back to you at about 0.0001% per month. It's insane. Anyway, Hunter Biden, if I lived this life, I wouldn't do it. I absolutely wouldn't. But let me tell you, Hunter, it hit me. You know how Hunter lives? He lives like a guy who finds out he's only got a week to live. That is the best way for me to describe this guy's lifestyle. He's like, you know what? I don't care what I leave to them kids. I don't care what anything in my way, it gets run over. I'm going to give me a fancy car. I'm going to stay at the best resorts. I'm going to get women that I don't have to smooth up on. I'm just, yay, I'll pay for you. You'll do what I want. He is just like, I don't care. I ain't going to see the Lord. You know? So, devil, hello, here I come. I mean, he's living, what they call it, devil may care. He's living that kind of a lifestyle. Hunter Biden had plenty to live for if you're a Democrat. If you are into that type of debauchery, if that's the thing that drives you, that you believe your life is built on that stuff, Hunter Biden is your man, he's your idol, he's your poster child. Lauren Boebert tweeted about some of where Hunter Biden spent his money that he actually hid from the IRS. During this time when Abby Lowell said Hunter was at his lowest point, he was at his lowest point. I'm sorry. Broke up there for a bit. Yeah, because I was feeling sorry because Hunter was at his lowest point. You know how many people get to their lowest point? Veterans that commit suicide, police officers, law enforcement officers that commit suicide, people who are living under the the Gestapo regime of Joe Biden who feel no hope yet commit suicide. People in the transsexual community that commit suicide because they've been tricked into something that they now figured out wasn't worth it. And a host of other people with mental disorders that need help that this government doesn't want to give them help. The number of business owners who felt they had nothing to live for once COVID shut them down. I mean, I could go on. But no, I'm supposed to feel sorry for Hunter. The guy who made, you ready for this? $1,664,000 in $1,004. They have it down to that level of granularity. $1,664,004 in ATM cash withdrawals. Now, I don't know how your ATM works in where you live, because I go to the black folks' ATM. And here's what I can tell you. There's a maximum amount that I can take out in a transaction and a maximum amount I can take out in a day. Now, my limit is $500. It could be more for white people. I ain't going to lie. I don't know. Will somebody white call us and let us know? 844-551-8255. You white folks, let us in on the privilege, okay? But here's the thing. I want you to do the math. If I could take out $500 a day, and I took out $1.664 million in $4 over a period of time, how long would it take? How many days would it take before I reach my limit? How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Roll Pop? Yep, it would be a colored Tootsie Roll Pop if you could take out $500 a day. I don't have an answer. But I don't think it's, I think it's a lot of days. So Hunter probably had a lot more that he could take out. And then the question is, what was he doing with the money? We'll answer that when we get back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Ukrainian president will be in Washington, D.C. tomorrow.
President Biden invited Zelensky for a meeting.
Zelensky will also meet with House Speaker Republican Mike Johnson while in town.
A Michigan teen will spend the rest of his life behind bars after going on a shooting spree that killed four people. That's the sentence that was handed down by a Michigan judge after hours of heart-wrenching statements by survivors and families of the victims, among others. It was 2 years ago when then 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly emerged from an Oxford High School bathroom with a handgun and began firing at students and a school employee. At least six people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes ripped through Middle Tennessee. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Corey Myers, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel the difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is such an interesting list they have for Hunter Biden. I'm going to go through this as quickly as I can, just to give you a general idea. And I'm going to round things off because I don't want to give you, you know, go to granularity. But Hunter Biden took out $1.66 million in cash withdrawals. He spent $683,000 on prostitutes. Almost $400,000 on clothing and accessories, $309,000 in what they deemed education, $237,000 health and pharmacy, $236,000 retail purchases, $215,000 food and restaurants, $204,000 in insurance, I don't know what that's for, $192,000 loans and mortgages, $189,000 adult entertainment porn, $147,000 in legal fees and accounting fees, $118,000 in telephone and utilities, $72,000 drug and alcohol rehab, $53,000 for bank advisors, $58,000 in credit card payments, $43,000 for home improvement, $40,000 in cleaning and health care, $24,000 in other entertainment, and $24,000 in recreation. 19 items that they have that level of granularity. And I'm talking about they go down to the last one, for example, recreation, number 19, $23,567. Now, I don't know who categorized them, where they put them, you know, where they put different things, but I can certainly see why Hunter Biden's attorney considers his indictments a witch hunt. This list, folks, is what every red-blooded American family has built at some point. I mean, I don't know how many ATM trips you've made and how much you've taken out, but come on, every family takes out $1.67 million from an ATM over a period of a couple of years. You got to live. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, I did answer the question during the break. $1.664 million in ATM and cash withdrawals by Hunter Biden. It would take this brother right here that you're listening to 9 years, 42 days to take that much money out if I went every day to the bank and took money out. Is that not something? Okay, so we were talking about this. Plenty of time, you know, for plenty of money, plenty of opportunity for Hunter Biden to do this. I just went through the list. And I can tell you, this isn't going to get any sympathy for Hunter Biden. This list is based on what the Republicans got from bank records for only a few years, is it any wonder why the Biden crime family fought so hard to keep these records private when you think about what I just named off? Now, as I was naming off those different things, I don't know if you caught it, but there were a few things where there could be some redundancies. So let's begin with these cash withdrawals. I'm not an accountant. My wife is. But I'll tell you this. $1.66 million, let me not round it up, $1.664 million is a pretty big cash amount. So what category do you place those? That's big petty cash. For example, I believe that Hunter Biden took the cash out of his account, which is the number one entry in terms of how much money was spent, the 1.664, and then in entry number two, where he spent $683,212 on prostitutes, I'm going to bet you money that Hunter Biden took some of that $1.664 million in cash, and he spent that on some of those prostitutes too. Now, you know, because where you put your treasure is where your heart is. It's well documented that the man that Joe Biden called the best man I know paid a lot of money to women of the evening. And I'm not here to moralize. The few leftist men, and I do use the term loosely, that I know would fare much better if they used ladies of the evening versus the women that these people are married to, these men are married to. I've met their wives. So I would have no judgment on these guys for cavorting with these call girls. And in fact, I consider it a step up. Hunter Biden paid prostitutes almost $700,000, that's documented. But you can bet they got the better part of that $1.664 million that's in that he took out of machines. Look, I don't know how you run a business, but here's how we run ours. If I have a credit card, or we have a company credit card, debit card, if I use that debit card to take $20 out of our account, my accounting wife goes ballistic. Even if I put it back in, she's like, why are you creating an accounting nightmare? I don't want to have to rationalize that. Use the card to do exactly what it's for, so it's indicated on the accounting so that the IRS doesn't knock on our door. And that's why we don't do it. I don't know where, Hunter Biden got the money. I don't know whether he was taking that out of a Wasco or one of the other 20 LLCs they set up. But that's a lot of ATM withdrawals. I think you would agree. I think the other thing you can look at is his entries for they're numbered on this list so I can look at them, but entry number 10, porn and entertainment. Entry number 15, credit card. Entry number 28, other. Entry number 29, recreation. See, and you get quite a bit more. Now, we added it up. That's $618,000 more that could be categorized under prostitute. So we got number one, that's a $1.664 million that's cash in hand. We've got entry number 10, which is hundreds of thousands of dollars and directly related to porn and adult entertainment. Credit card debt on number 15, other entertainment number 28, and recreation number 29. Well, knowing that how Hunter spends his time in recreation, I think you get my drift. $618,000 more that could go to that category. So I don't need to explain that. But let's go back to the list. This is number three. Now, I don't know how big of a haberdasher Hunter Biden was. I've seen the pictures and the tie around the neck and his fancy underwear. They don't look like they're very sophisticated. But $400,000 in clothing seems a bit much. And, he shopped at high-end stores. I'll forgive him. I don't think he needed to impress the ladies because he was either paying strippers or prostitutes, and they didn't care what he looked like. All they care was that he brought them the money. But we'll move on. Let's look at entry number four, education. Hunter Biden spent over $300,000 on what they're calling education. Let me give you the exact number. $309,000. And what he was coded is education. Again, I don't know who did the categories. So, unless he was learning how to cheat and hide money in his LLC accounts, I don't know what he was getting educated on. Because he didn't learn anything about oil and gas. The industry where he made millions of dollars, where he sat on the board of corporations. And I don't know about you, I'd like to see those invoices from education. Did he go to the Trump School of Oil and Gas? Something tells me if Hunter Biden provided proof of these expenditures, we'd get something very similar to his taxes. Like the entry where Hunter Biden deducted golf club fees, you know, golf dues, that were actually used to pay for his porn club membership. These are the types of things. Now, I want to reflect and tell you that his attorney doesn't believe, he believes Hunter's being persecuted unfairly here. He's being targeted.
The fairness, justice, and decency in this. The charges in this new tax indictment talk about a period where Hunter was at the lowest ebb of his addiction. And like people in that regard, and I know everybody in America either has somebody in their family or friends who suffer from addiction, he certainly did things that he's not proud of. But wait, what happened since? He got himself sober in 2019, and he paid all of the taxes that are owed in this indictment more than 2 years ago with interest and penalties. Nobody in that position would be charged the way he was yesterday. Nobody.
I repeat, the IRS showed up at my house because of SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, a nonprofit 501c3 set up to restore meritocracy in education and end identity politics. They levied a $41,000 bill on me because they claimed we hadn't filed our paperwork when I could have easily gone right up to my office and given them every document that I had copied from my accountant. And they claimed they couldn't find my accountant. Hunter Biden was tipped off that they were going to raid something of his by the FBI. That's the difference. You do something, you're doing something positive to make this world a better place, to make people feel good about who they are. And the government set up today will target you. But if you're Hunter Biden, you can take $1 million out of the ATM and nobody will say a word.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Discussing Hunter Biden and where the money went. Because Hunter, let me tell you, boy, whoo, this is an interesting list. Let's go over real quickly again. $1.664 million in ATM withdrawals. That alone would trigger an IRS audit. I mean, $1.664 million. That's like petty cash for him. What was this guy taking out of accounts in tens of thousands of dollars? Because ATMs, it's limited. Am I right? Please advise, white folks. I really don't know. I want to say, and maybe I'm wrong here, because I know you can raise your daily limit. I don't think mine's ever been over $1,000. That was when I was big pimping. You know what I'm saying? I had a job up making some serious money. Now, I think if I take out $20, they send SWAT. Like, Kevin Jackson, where'd you get the money? Walk towards the back with your hands up. Interlace your fingers. Hit the ground, black man. I'm just kidding. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Wow, what a lifestyle. 1.664 million late term withdrawals. 683,000 to various women. 188,960 on adult entertainment, but he didn't pay any taxes for years. Lauren Boebert asked, what if that were us? There, but by the grace of God, go we. Yeah. Man, what it must be a Biden. I mean, talk about, look, I joke about crackhead privilege and things like this, but look, come on. If you're talking to somebody about Hunter Biden and you can't sell the idea that this guy's getting preferential treatment, it is uncanny. Wow. Here we go. Here's some other things that we wanted to discuss. So this is number 5 on the list. This will crack you up. 237,000 in health and pharmacy. Health and pharmacy. You know, so I had to go to CVS, had some dental work done. They gave me some antibiotics, and I don't know, my copay was $7.13. $237,000 in health and pharmacy. Now, let me just say this: does massage count as health? I'm just curious. Now, I do. We've had a long-term massage envy thing that we pay like $30 a month for, and Melissa and I will switch off on who gets to get the massage. Now, she's probably gotten 10 times more than I've gotten. And every now and then, if somebody does something special, we'll give them one, but it costs like $10 to do it. But I do the math. I already told you what Hunter Biden took out of his petty cash ATM is 9 years and 43 days of me taking out the maximum that I could take out on any credit card, any bank thing that I've ever owned. Man, oh man. I'm trying to figure out, if I was at the casino, maybe, but generally they give you a marker, right? You ask for a marker. I need a $20,000 marker. They check your credit, and they go, yeah, he's good for it. I mean, Hunter would have been good for it. Wink, wink. He is the big guy's kid. What could Hunter be buying at a pharmacy? How much are condoms? I mean, are there gold-plated ones? Are there some that are more expensive than others? Wow. $237,000 in health and pharmacy. And I will allow for more than the occasional checkup for an STD given Hunter's lifestyle. Let's say that the average person gets checked for an STD, I don't know, once every 5-10 years, maybe never, maybe every time you do a blood test they do it. I really don't know, unless you're complaining about it. Maybe Hunter had a few more of those, but $237,000? I've got it. I figured it out. Health and, you ready? Pharmacy, as in pharmaceuticals. $237,000. I think this number's a bit low. I think there's also some of this money that could have gone to petty cash, but let's think about it. Pharmaceutical sales, a.k.a. drug dealing. I think a lot of that money went into pharmaceutical purchases for Hunter Biden. I was going to look at every one of these entries, and we did. I listed them, but I don't know that it's going to do us any good to go through all of them, but I did list them. But I'll tell you this. You look at these two, because they have this as an example. $397,530 in clothing and accessories. Can't forget the accessories. You know, he needs belts and shoes and ties. Especially those ties. Have you seen Hunter's pictures? And he spent a lot on skivvies. That's underwear for you civilians. But he's also spent $236,634 in, quote, retail purchases. What's that? Is he buying crack at the retail price and not wholesale? Hunter could get a discount. $203,815 in insurance. What's he insuring? Loans and mortgages, cool. You know what? The legal and accounting fees, I'm actually surprised that Hunter doesn't have a bigger bill. $147,566. He spent $71,869 in drug and alcohol rehab. That was money wasted. I'm just giving you some ideas. Take any one of these categories. This is over a short amount of time, folks. And ask yourself what somebody doing right could have done with this money. Businesses that could have been saved. And then his lawyer has the nerve to say he's being targeted. I don't know about you, but I want to know, how do you do... look, his accounts, in some cases, I know this to be true, were co-mingled with Joey, the big guy. And I know that he asked his dad for, keep in mind, this is the money that they can account for that he got. This isn't the money that got wired to him from his daddy when he wanted $100,000 to pay off a Russian pimp. I don't know. Makes me wonder. You know what? I mean, if this is what we know, imagine what we don't know, right? What else did they talk about? Yeah, Hunter Biden is a good guy, according to his father. I find his activities reprehensible. I'm not even talking about the, you know, prostitutes and things like that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about everything leading up to it. And his attorney alludes to it. Hunter was at his lowest point. He was doing very, very bad things. I think a guy that goes around from woman to woman, gets them pregnant, doesn't want to take care of the kids, hides his money from them, etc. I find that reprehensible. Take responsibility. I find him denying his laptop reprehensible. I find him trying to put it on, well, it could be Russian misinformation, trying to sell people on these crazy, real conspiracy ideas is reprehensible. They said Hunter Biden spent $140,000 for a 14-night bender in Las Vegas, $10,000 a night. He spent $69,000 to fix his teeth. I don't know what they did inside of this dude's head, but wow. That's a lot. $12,000 at Larry Flint's Hustler Club. That's one time. Talk about making it rain, folks. These individual expenses that cover each of those categories are equally shocking to the sheer volume, the number of whatever. And by the way, they only listed a few of them. If you go get the list of everything this guy was spending his money on, you just shake your head. I understand there are people out there that have money to burn. Billionaires' kids who go anywhere, they can buy anything they want. They don't even look at prices. They bring designers. They shut down wings of stores and say, go in, try on whatever you want. I get those people exist. But the Biden family's not that way. Even with the money they had, they didn't have that kind of the ability to do that. Hunter used the power. Forget the monetary influence. He used the power of his father's position to do these things. Let me ask you this. I don't know what your vice is. I don't know how the devil intervenes in your life. But if you had almost unlimited access to crooked and practically untraceable money, and cover from agencies that would not make you pay for it, would you take it? I know my answer is still no.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.